A young son of Atlanta has died. The hip-hop star Rich Homie Quan rose to fame nationally back in 2013 with his first hit single, Some Type of Way. That Quan driving make you feel some type of way. That custom brightling make you feel some type of way. He died yesterday from unknown causes. He was 34 years old. NPR Music contributor Rodney Carmichael joins me now. Hey there, Rodney.
Hey, Mary Louise. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you. 34 years old. Tell us more about Rich Homie Quan.
Well, you know, it's always hard when a beloved artist passes to boil their life down to a handful of Billboard hits. But Rich Homie Quan had a bunch of them, from his 2013 breakout hit Type of Way to just about everything he ever did with fellow Atlanta rapper and collaborator Young Thug. But Rich Homie Quan was also a son of East Atlanta, somebody who quietly cultivated his talent for years before exploding onto the charts almost overnight. He became a hit maker, but he was also somebody who stood at the forefront of a wave that forever changed the sound of rap and American music.
Say more about that. When you say he forever changed the sound of rap, how so?
Well, okay, so Atlanta's rap scene, it had already been on the rise for at least a couple of decades before Rich Homie Quan came along. But his emergence around like 2013, it really helped cement the city's identity as, you know, this new undisputed hip hop capital. Along with a few other Atlanta contemporaries like the artist Future and Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan, he permanently changed the sound of rap from like this staccato spoken word flow that was birthed in the East Coast to something that was way more fluid and southern and melodic. These were artists who made music by punching in and flowing instead of rapping lyrics from a pad and pen. And it's the reason why Rich Homie Quan and the generation of artists after him, they really sound more like singers or crooners than they do rappers. They're the first generation of post-outcast ATLians, street-hardened and strange-sounding. And they influenced everything.
So this is a huge deal for the musical community in Atlanta. What are you hearing from there?
Well, a lot of major condolences from everybody inside and outside of Atlanta. You know, for a city that means so much to hip hop and also my hometown, you know, Atlanta's been taking a real beating lately. I mean, we've suffered heavy losses in the past couple of years from young artists like Trouble and Young Capone to legends like Dungeon Family architect Rico Wade. And then there's this Young Thug case, which is currently the longest running criminal trial in the history of Georgia, targeting one of the biggest artists in the genre in a gang conspiracy.
Oh, I mean, Atlanta's my hometown too, so I followed this. And Rich Homie Quan, he was caught up in this trial as well.
Yeah, his name has definitely come up in that ongoing trial, even as recent as this week, in connection with a shooting that happened in 2014 at a barbershop owned by Rich Homie Quan's father. And in interviews, Rich Homie Quan has always attributed any bad blood between him and Young Thug to basically just the ego and money that came from their mutual success. And they definitely saw some of their biggest successes together early in their career. In 2014, they hit it big with a song called Lifestyle, the first single from their Rich Gang mixtape. And they paired two of Atlanta's hottest young voices together into an explosive duo. Just live this here lifestyle.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Rodney Carmichael, we've been talking a lot about how he exploded onto the scene a decade ago, and then he's been out of the picture for a while. I think that's fair to say. He was attempting, though, to reemerge.
Yeah, and you know, when he released his last big mixtape titled Family and Moolah in 2022, he was pretty forthcoming in interviews about how music industry success, it came so quick for him that it totally overwhelmed him early on. But when he came back, he was very clear-headed, not just about what he'd learned, but about how his influence had really blossomed in his absence.
NPR's Rodney Carmichael helping us there to remember Rich Homie Quan, who died yesterday. Rodney, thanks.
Thanks so much. Hey, why me walk through? Why me?
why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Had to make a few bands on the walk through. Had to make a few bands on the walk through. People don't